You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
It finished 2-2 in the first meeting between these two in the FA Cup. They also met subsequently in the Premier League, Leicester winning that game 1-0. And Tottenham will be a little bit disappointed with that, but they bounced back against Sunderland with a pretty impressive performance. So I think this is quite hard to call.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I think all three have been, in a way, all three of the matches between the two of them. Yeah, you're right, Tottenham. I mean, it's interesting because when Tottenham lost to Newcastle unexpectedly, they bounced straight back and did a good job. Did the same here, lost to Leicester and bounced straight back and beat Sunderland. It's tricky, isn't it? I mean, I've been looking at a few goal scorers. I mean, you know, Okazaki is a player who he gets himself into some really good positions. Scored at the weekend, scored in the game at White Hart Lane before as well. So, you know, I think he's someone who's worth looking at, you know, depending on team news again. Riyad Mahrez having no luck in front of goal from the spot. Missed successive penalties, didn't he, against Bournemouth and at the weekend again. I do think, you know, Jamie Vardy's not having a lot of luck in front of goal, where everything that he kicked went in before, pretty much. So it might be worth having a look at him. I mean, he had that, I don't know if you saw the highlights, Mark, but he had that great, like, kind of looping effort, which the keeper managed to palm away, which gave Okazaki his goal. Yeah. At the weekend at Villa. So I think, you know, Jamie Vardy is now 7-5 to score at any time. It might not quite be big enough again. But, you know, I think the draw's big here in 90 minutes again. You know, the 1-0 win for Leicester came in the 83rd minute, looked like it was going to be a draw. I know the 2-2, again, the equaliser came in the 89th minute, so there's some late goals here between the two of them. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if this went all the way. It's just that sucker punch. Leicester looked tired at the weekend in the last stages. You tend to see that Tottenham do keep going right till the end. All your goal time, you know, and your when the goals are going to be scored are under that goal time tab on the website. You know, you can bet the time of the first Tottenham goal, time of the first Leicester goal. You can also look at you know, when the goals will be scored. I think it's a great in-play bet. I think, you know, once you get into the kind of post 70th minute, whatever the stage of the game is, I think I'd be looking in play at looking at, you know, getting on, you know, goal in the next 5 minutes markets. I think it'll be decent, that. But I'm going to go for the draw. I think it'll go right the way to extra time and pens, this one. I don't think there's much separating these two sides. Leicester have shown that they're happy to have a go in this competition. Why wouldn't you be? You know, you're top of the Premier League. All right, you might be believing still that you can still win the Premier League or get into Europe, but you've got to go for the FA Cup here. You can't not go for it. I think both teams have got a good chance of winning the FA Cup this season. Because I think Leicester will fall away in the league. But that means even if they fall away in the league, they've still got that team spirit. They've still got that kind of, you know, one-off matches will be great for them. You know, even if they're kind of drifting down the table a little bit, they can still pile everything into the FA Cup matches that they have. So I think both will be going for it. I think we'll see Harry Kane on the pitch. I think they'll both play strong teams again. I'm going to go for the draw in 90 minutes. I think Tottenham will knock them out on penalties.
Okay, interesting. Both teams would, but Tottenham obviously have a rich history in the FA Cup, and they've been kind of flirting with qualification for the Champions League and playing well, but not really getting any silverware of late. I think this would be a good shot in the arm for them, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, what are you going to win? Tottenham aren't going to win the league. Yeah, they can get in the Champions League, obviously, this season. It's probably a great opportunity for them. But you've got to go for the FA Cup. Tottenham should be a team who are in the semi-finals of the FA Cup most seasons. Whether the manager goes for it and absolutely, you know, goes with his best team is debatable. But yeah, I think they both will, and I think they'll match each other in the 90 minutes. So draw, and if you're betting in play, look at a goal late on.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.